This book has been reviewed by the following food editors: The Cincinnati Enquirer, Cincinnati, Ohio, Dec.20, 1978. Headline: Finally Someone Has Captured Grandma's Style, by food editor Murray Rickman. Quotes: Betty Chatterton sat right down and wrote herself a cookbook. She not only wrote it, she edited it, typeset it, printed it by photo offset, collated it and cut and bound it herself. The grandma whose marvelous Kentucky cooking she seeks to keep alive is really her mother, Melinda Gregory, now 91 and still a queen in the kitchen, cooking with iron skillets and giving that special touch to food that makes a house a home. Not only the recipes, but glimpses of the determination, the reasoning, and the vigorous humor of grandma pervade the book. It could well become a collector's item. For holiday gift giving, it is superb. The Cincinnati Post, Cincinnati, O, November 14, 1979. By food editor Joyce Rosencrantz. Headline: Grandma's Secrets in a Cookbook. Quotes: Melinda Gregory lived to be 92 years old, long enough to autograph dozens of copies of cookbooks, written about her, edited, typeset, even bound by her daughter, Betty Chatterton. Mrs. Chatterton decided that she ought to follow her around the kitchen and record exactly what food she fixed and how she made it taste so good. Grandma's down-home recipes took almost a year to write and print. As talented as Grandma was in the kitchen, Mrs. Chatterton was as ingenious at devising her own methods of printing. The Courier-Journal, Louisville, KY. April 2, 1980. By Denny Hamilton. Quote: The food described is homey, the kind generations of Americans were brought up on, and the text records exchanges between daughter and mother that are universal, the exasperation on the mother's part because cooking seems so obvious and easy to her, the stupid questions the daughter might ask, such as, is that all you do to it? Quote: Mrs. Chatterton originally didn't intend to publish her notes, including ideas and quotes from her mother, who was 91 when the book was published in 1978, or the recipes. They were for her own information, but she realized they might be valuable to others. Women's Circle Home Cooking Magazine, November 1979 issue. Books for Cooks, by Carol Kale. Quote: After watching her 90-year-old mother still cooking up storms in the kitchen, Mrs. Chatterton concluded these rules of being a good cook. 1. Cook slowly. 2. Stay with your cooking. 3. Cook in iron skillets when possible. And 4. Have wholesome fresh ingredients to begin with.